This is Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. It's Thursday night. We're at the Lee County Speedway. We're with tonight's IMCA Stock Car feature winner, Abe Holz from Carthage. Abe, I'll tell you, I'm usually talking about how close these stock car races are and how tough it is to win one, but you didn't make it look like that tonight. Made it look pretty easy.
I got to give my props to my wife on that one, because when we first came in the gate, I was going to draw, and then she felt lucky is what she said. So I went ahead and let her draw. She drew number four, which put us on the front row of the first heat, went out, won that thing. Made a couple changes to the racetrack after we seen it was going to be super dry slick, especially with these sprint cars here. We actually tried some new things out and may have stumbled upon something. And after the heat race, she went up and redrew for me again, redrew number two, and that was the lucky number tonight.
Can't beat that. I'll tell you, the start of that race was so important. You drove her in there on the outside. You got by the 05. You cleared him. And then just got on to your business. But those first few laps were big.
It was. And I knew it was just about patience. You know, with these cars, you know, with the tires that we run, it's just so important, you know, not to burn them off, you know, the first couple laps that you get them. And, you know, once you burn them off, it seems like it takes two or three laps before they even come back underneath the car, you know, before it starts to feel right. And I don't know, I just got lucky, and I found the groove that the car liked to run on right off the bat, and that's where we stuck to. And the car handled great. You know, we've been working on trying to get a dry slick package set up for this thing. And once we did that, you know, it's been great. And, you know, everything has to come together, and sponsors help do that. You know, without the Harriman Racing Engines playing underneath the hood, you know, we wouldn't be that consistently wins races for us and finishes. You know, that thing runs good, very consistent motor. And I just got to give him, you know, huge thanks, along with my other sponsors, Holz Farm, Utterhill Dairy, Central Iron and Metals, Bus Ag Service, Overtime Acres, Lake Hill Winery, and Banquet Hall. Like I was telling the fans, you know, at the interview on the front stretch, if you listen to Bob and Tom in the mornings, Donnie Baker, he's one of the good comedians that calls in, and he's actually coming into Carthage. They got him coming in July 13th, and tickets are on sale now, and it's going fast. So if anybody in any area wants to go see Donnie Baker live, he'll be at the Lake Hill Winery and Banquet Hall, you know, in Carthage. You can look it up online. Let's see, we got some other sponsors too. You know, Ag Supply Services out of Quincy. You know, they're always a big support for us. They like to have a quarter bet down in Quincy, and I always like to win them some beers, some free beers that way. So, you know, I definitely like to want to thank my crew guys, because without them this year, you know, we wouldn't be winning as many races as we are, finishing as good as we do. You know, they're out at the shop, pushing me to work on the car, regular maintenance, getting everything, you know, instead of just saying, oh, that'll work, you know, we take the extra time, you know, make sure that it's right.
Check the things you really want to check.
Yeah, you know, it may not be that big a deal, but, you know, with the trailing arms, you know, that's one of the things we kind of, you know, been working on a little bit. You know, it just comes down to regular maintenance, you know, making sure that everything's working properly on a car like it should be. And, you know, from there on, then the results show.
Abe Holz, thanks for talking with us on the Inside Track. Congratulations on the stock car feature win tonight at the Lee County Speedway. I'll tell you, it's not very often we have a stock car winner have a full straight lead. We had a good night.
It isn't. And that's where I was pretty fortunate, you know, to get lucky enough to where I started right out front. And, you know, I knew there was some tough competition right behind me. And, you know, I found my groove, and I found it quick. And, you know, I just took off. And it was a great race. So, you know, it's good competitors up here, and that's what I like to do. You know, Dwayne was kidding me all last week and basically all the year. You know, we picked up wins in Quincy, but I didn't see a problem. We can go down there and pick up some wins. But the one in Iowa has kind of been a losing of. And he called me the second place bridesmaid all the time. You know, every Quincy, you know, after the race in Quincy, we usually go to Buffalo Wild Wings, and he's usually there. And he always gives me a hard time about it. And it haven't seemed to burst that bubble or get the monkey off my back yet. And we did that tonight. So hopefully the wins start coming in.
Well, the bridesmaid stomped them tonight.
Yeah. We'll just hope we can keep it up.
Thanks, Abe.
Thanks, Dwayne.